In this bulletin, Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny is sentenced to 3.5 years in jail. At least 59 homes lost to a bushfire in Western Australia. And in sport, Ash Barty and Nick Kyrgios enjoy successful returns to competitive tennis after almost a year out of action. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sophia Petrovich. A Russian court has sentenced opposition figure Alexei Navalny to 3.5 years in jail after ruling he'd violated the terms of his parole. Mr. Navalny was arrested at Moscow airport last month after returning from Germany, where he had been recovering from a military-grade nerve agent poisoning. The 44-year-old was accused of violating the probation conditions of a 2014 money laundering conviction that he says was a politically motivated fabrication. He will spend 2 years and 8 months in jail to account for the time he spent under house arrest. Mr. Navalny's lawyer says he'll appeal the ruling. More than 200 firefighters are battling a bushfire in Perth's northeastern suburbs that's destroyed at least 59 homes and burnt through 8,000 hectares. The federal government has announced support from the Australian Defence Force for the Wooraloo blaze. A smoke alert has been issued for the Perth metropolitan area, and residents who develop respiratory problems are urged to get tested for COVID-19 and not assume it may be from bushfire smoke. Officials also assured residents they're permitted to break COVID-19 restrictions to flee to safety. State Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says the number of homes lost will likely increase today.
It's terrible news for the owners of those homes, and our thoughts are with them all, and there is a likelihood that the number of homes lost will increase. We're in the middle of working through a state resource plan to make sure we've got adequate resources to continue to keep the required amount of resource up to this incident over the next couple of days.
Still in Western Australia, residents of Perth and the nearby Peel and southwest regions have entered their third morning of a 5-day lockdown, triggered by a quarantine hotel security guard testing positive for COVID-19. A 5-day plan helping people maintain their mental health has also been launched. Curtin University's Act, Belong, Commit initiative includes advice and links to resources. Director of Mentally Healthy WA, Associate Professor Christina Pollard, says the program is culturally appropriate and balanced.
The Act, Belong, Commit message does bring people together. It connects people. It reduces loneliness. It covers mindfulness, exercise, pleasant events, and how to connect with people. The situation we find ourselves in now really has thrown a lot of people as they were getting ready to send their kids back to school and getting back to work.
And any listeners seeking mental health information or support can contact a Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. The Russian-developed Sputnik V vaccine has been found to be 91.6% effective against COVID-19. The peer-reviewed result, published in the Lancet Medical Journal, comes from a Phase 3 clinical trial conducted in Moscow by the organisation that developed the vaccine. The results put the vaccine close to the same efficiency as the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines, which are currently experiencing international shortages. Researchers say there have been only a few cases of serious side effects with Sputnik V, but they don't attribute them to the vaccine. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong has called for a review of Australia's relations with Myanmar following a coup and the detention of democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The Greens and several human rights groups are also increasing pressure on the federal government to suspend all military ties with Myanmar until democracy can be restored. Senior Myanmar political figure National League for Democracy Central Committee member Win Ten says he feels sad for his country.
The curse of the coup is rooted in our country, and this is the reason why our country still remains poor. I feel sad and upset for our fellow citizens and for their future. All the voters who gave their backing to us in the 2020 general election should follow instructions to carry out civil disobedience.
And to sport now, Ash Barty has made a successful comeback after 11 months away from competitive tennis. She's defeated Romanian Ana Bogdan in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3, progressing to the last 16 of the Yarra Valley Classic. In the Murray River Open, Nick Kyrgios claimed victory in a three-set comeback win over Frenchman Alexander Muller.
Yeah, it was a tricky one. I haven't played a competitive match in about a year, and I dealt with a couple of injuries in the quarantine, and yeah, I just wanted to, I was excited to just get back out here.
In the ATP Cup, Australia has lost its opening tie to Spain. Australia will take on Greece tonight, needing a win to remain in the tournament. And for a look at today's weather, in Perth, 34 degrees, sunny. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny day, 25 degrees. 20 degrees in Hobart, partly cloudy. In Canberra, 25 degrees, partly cloudy. Sydney, similar, 25. 27 in Brisbane today with showers and Cairns, 32, partly cloudy. 30 degrees in Darwin today, showers and a possible storm. I'm Sofia Petrovic. You're listening to SBS News.